listening to Connecting Faith, and, you know, it's halfway over now, but the month-long eating fest known as the holidays is underway. Maybe that's how it is at your house, and it's hard to kind of find balance. We're going to talk about it today. Lisa Marone is our regular monthly, or every other month guest. It's not every other month. It's every other week. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's been a long month, and I've apparently overeating has affected me already. Lisa is physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker who encourages people to get healthy, for heaven's sake. And Lisa, I need some help here. Food is affecting my brain, and that's actually probably the case, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I guess we could eat ourselves into a stupor this holiday season. You know, it's so crazy around the holidays because we look forward to it because it is filled with all of these exciting treats, like we're children, you know, in a candy store window. And so it's just a fabulous time of year. But we have to come back to the fact that our health pursuit is something that doesn't go on vacation. And we really shouldn't have a holiday from it. And it's specifically because our pursuit of physical health should be a spiritual pursuit for us. And just like we wouldn't kind of not go to church through the holiday season or not pick up our Bibles and do some quiet time or not pray, we don't go on a holiday from those spiritual disciplines. And so I just really am encouraging people not to go on a holiday from taking care of your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Well, in fact, you suggest that, I mean, when it comes to eating and staying, you know, focused, that weight gain begins in the brain. Say a bit more about that.
Yeah, weight gain begins in the brain, as does weight loss begin in the brain, because it's all about how we phrase our situation. So if so many of my patients, when I'm talking with them, they will say, "Oh, well, here comes the holidays. There goes my diet, and I'm going to gain weight this season." And if you tell yourself that, that is what you will do. That will be your plan. And you will just throw caution to the wind, and you'll eat all you want of everything. And then come January, you'll be sporting so much more weight than you ever expected to gain. But if you come in with a brain and a mindset where you say, you know what, this is a great time to celebrate the gift of Jesus and the gift of family, and we get to show love. You know, I'm Italian. We show love through food, right? We cook for each other. And many families, I guess it doesn't matter really what nationality you have, but food equals love to a lot of people, and so we lovingly prepare these dishes. And so we want to be able to participate in that, but to do it in a responsible way where we're still, we come out of the holiday season maybe not 5 and 10 pounds heavier, maybe just a pound or two. That's easy to lose.
Well, so if this is kind of our default mode now, we're saying, well, I will overeat, and I will gain weight, and I will go on diet when the new year comes. How do we turn that around? Is it just a matter of saying, I won't do this, I won't, or is there a better way?
Yeah, you know, Neil, it's coming to the table and coming to the family gathering with a plan in mind already. It's almost like I think of sexual purity. If you've already decided, I will remain pure until I'm married, you already have a plan in mind. And so the decisions that you make going forward are going to reflect that. And so the same thing is, if you say, you know what, I'm not going to overindulge to the point where I've just lost all of my health care for myself. And so if you come to that, you will say, okay, how do I prepare for that? So, Neil, as we're talking about showing up at someone's home or having dinner at your own home, one of the things that you prepare for is some people will take the mindset and they'll say, I'm going to overeat today, so I'm not going to have breakfast. I'm just going to go hungry. Well, that's the worst thing, Neil, to go hungry, because now you're going to overeat at that one particular time, and our body can only burn off so many calories at that particular sitting. And so that puts us behind the eight ball right from the get-go. So I tell people, you know what, start off at home or before you sit down at the meal with a small piece of protein. You might eat a hard-boiled egg. You might have some chicken breasts. You might eat a handful of nuts. Something that will take that edge off of your hunger so that you can eat responsibly.
And, I mean, the fact is that we probably are eating more often and larger meals this time of year. So, I mean, being mindful of it is going to go a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, even the quantity of food on your plate. If you normally are well-portioned during the rest of the year, when you come to the holiday plate, you still want to see approximately the same amount of food on your plate. Now, there might be twice as many offerings, and so take half as much of each one, because your plate should weigh about the same as it would on a healthy day when you are eating well.
A good word. Talking with Lisa Marone today, Lisa, physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker. We're talking about getting healthy, for heaven's sake. You know, it is a season of, you know, you talk about giving by showing, giving love expressed in food. But obviously, this is a season where gift giving is a representative of what God has given to us in giving us his son. Just say a bit about helping us maybe understand or reflect on the season more clearly, why we celebrate this wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, you know, Neil, I'm just so overwhelmed that the God, the creator of all the universe, the creator of our individual beings, would step out of heaven and lower himself into a position where he would end up being born here in humanity, having to deal with all of the problems of humanity, and that he would go to the cross for us in our behalf. And so while we celebrate his birth, which is an awesome thing, we doubly celebrate his resurrection come Easter time. And so when the Lord left this earth, he said to us, I'm going to leave with you a gift, and that gift was the Holy Spirit. And we were, for the first time, humanity, all of humanity who were Jesus followers, could have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And we then became individual temples. Up until that point, there was one temple where God's Spirit was in the room of the Holy of Holies. And now individually we get to house the Holy Spirit. And so that's what just is my heart for getting healthy, for heaven's sake, is to say our individual bodies house one of the three components of the Godhead. We have the Holy Spirit in us. And if Jesus was showing up at your house, you'd probably clean up your house, and you might wash your windows and put on your best clothes. And so every day we have the gift of having the Holy Spirit in us. Don't we want him to be housed in strength and in dignity and in purity? And so that's just that's my look at it, Neil, as to why this gift is so great and how we get to honor God and show him love by the way that we honor the temple of the Holy Spirit that he's given us.
I think we, even though we have all lots of, I guess, opportunities to attend to our bodies, we probably don't, as believers, it hasn't been maybe first and foremost in our thoughts, right? I mean, there's lots of attention to fitness and, you know, creams and everything else. But when it comes to believers, we've sort of separated the spiritual and the physical sometimes.
We absolutely have, and I think, you know, we look at the human body and we think, oh, it's just a shell, it's not an eternal being, and we're just going to, you know, slough this off when we leave this earth. But it is with our physical bodies that we are Christ to the world. It's where we, how we deliver the gospel message to those who don't know Christ. It's how we minister to those in need. And if we don't have a body that's functioning well, so that we can do the things that the Holy Spirit has already planned for us to do. Ephesians 2:10 says that. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which were planned for us in advance. And so if we're not capable of that, then we're kind of hamstringing the power of Christ in us. And so if we look at our health in that respect, Neil, I hope that that might bring about some new changes for this next upcoming year.
Lisa, do you do kind of a little year-end review? I know you talk about, you know, we could use the last month of the year sort of like a final exam for, you know, get healthy for heaven's sake lifestyle. But do you take some time here in this the next week or so to look back and say, all right, how am I doing?
You know, after Christmas and the first week of January, I do start to look and say, well, what worked for me? How was my, you know, physical disciplines or my spirit, my, you know, my pursuit of Christ, what did that look like? And even when I'm looking about my work schedule and my career, how did I balance that? Because I truly want to be God-honoring in all that I do, and I want to be productive in what I do. And so sometimes, Neil, we do the same thing year in and year out, and sometimes we expect different results. So if we look at our lives and we feel like, you know what, I think this part of my life really could use some enhancement, then for us to go on to the next year and do the same thing, we're just going to, you know, fall short again. And so that is a really great time in prayer with the Holy Spirit, because if you ask him those questions, Neil, he will answer you loud and clear. How can I best serve you? What do I need to take off of my schedule? Even good things. There's so many good things on our schedules that are not God things. And maybe they were God things last year, but this year he has something new for you. And so it is a beautiful time to reflect and recalibrate and make better choices. We always get to make better choices going forward, but there will come a day when all of our choices have been made.
Yeah, indeed. All right. It's a good year end reminder. And the next time, in fact, we'll talk a little bit about maybe gifts for a healthy new year. But I always love the opportunity to connect with Lisa Marone, physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, encouraging people to get healthy, for heaven's sake. Lisa, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you to you and all of the people out there that take the time to listen to us.
Lisa Marone, a regular guest here on Connecting Faith. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, talking Angel Tree. You'll hear from a recipient and a regional representative. It'll be a great hour. Encourage you to be back tomorrow. And you can find out more, of course, about the show every day at myfaithradio.com.